This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Joining us is Dennis Patton, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent. As we get into, Dennis, the prospect of pruning landscape ornamentals in the fall. And you tell us right out that one doesn't want to get too carried away with trimming those trees or shrubs back. You might speak to that.
That's right. You know, we find we get a lot of people calling our office here with the season winding down, wanting to prune this and that. And our response is, you know, let's take a look at that. Maybe let's put a break on it a little bit and not prune exactly this early. Our plants are not dormant yet. You know, we've not had a hard freeze in much of Kansas yet. The plants are still actively growing. They're still pulling the energy, the nutrients down into the root systems to survive for the next year. And so we want to make sure we don't really do any pruning cuts until that plant is fully dormant. But with that being said, you know, there's always some nips and tucks you can take here and there to help improve the plant material and get a jump on next year.
So the first point is to wait until the plant is dormant. Does that mean immediately after that first hard freeze? How can one be sure?
You know, that's a great question. You know, it's going to vary across the state of Kansas, but one good indicator is until all the foliage has dropped from the plant. Another time people will say, well, let's wait till we get two or three good hard freezes, and that would be 28 degrees or lower. You know, some people say, well, maybe depending on the typical Kansas weather and the part of the state you're in, that would happen somewhere between maybe Thanksgiving and Christmas. Definitely once we get after the first of the year, you're pretty much free to prune. You know, the ideal time to do a lot of pruning, people say, is maybe late February, early March, because that's just before those plant materials are ready to put on that spring flush of growth. So all that energy goes in developing that new growth and healing over or sealing over the wound created by pruning. And that's the problem with pruning in the fall. That wound doesn't have a chance to properly seal over, and you could get a little bit of winter injury depending on the severity of the winter at that pruning junction.
That's not to say that one should totally abandon the idea of pruning in the fall for certain species?
Yeah, you know, we always use the term DDD, dead, dying, or diseased. Any of that type of wood has absolutely no value to the plant. If it's dead, it's not transporting any nutrients into the plant. If it's diseased, it's going to be a hazard potentially next year. If it's damaged, you know, same thing, it needs to be removed. You know, if there's that branch that's poking you in the eye as you walk down the sidewalk or hit you in the head as you're walking, that can be taken off any time of the year. The other exceptions, you know, a lot of gardeners like to go out and do some clippings of some of their evergreens and shrubs to put in decorations for the holidays coming up here in December. And that's fine. But that overall, where we're going to be removing maybe more than 5, 10% of the total growth, probably needs to wait till we're in that fully dormant period or to the following late winter period.
Well, let's do then, Dennis, think a bit ahead to that dormant period whenever that finally settles in. And you mentioned an important benchmark there. One, even at that point in time, doesn't want to prune back further than a certain percentage of the growth of a plant, correct?
Well, let's separate out trees versus shrubs. On trees, we want to make sure we're probably never removing around 30% of the total wood or growth on that tree. And what happens if we overprune a tree, it can stimulate a lot of growth, and we get what we call that secondary sucker growth, water sprouts, those type of things that are not always the best structured branches in our trees. So we try to keep that balance. The other thing is a lot of young trees, we want to keep, you know, two-thirds crown, one-third trunk. We don't want to really limb that trunk up really fast, really high, because we need all that foliage to create more energy for that tree to grow. Now, shrubs, that's completely different. Shrubs, you can throw the rule out the window because large overgrown shrubs, like an old lilac, forsythia, you can do what we call rejuvenation pruning, and that's really removing 100% of all the growth pretty much back to the ground, and we're starting over. So we can get pretty ruthless with our shrubs.
Good input, Dennis. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Eric.
Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.